Have you noticed when you hear bad news, like the death of a loved one, how shocked we become? And we don't believe it for a long time. We keep thinking it's a dream or it's a joke. In my opinion, one of the reasons for it could be the fact that all of us think that bad things happen only to other people and they don't happen to us. That's the reason why we're taken aback and we don't want to believe it. We're like that in a lot of other things as well. For example, I'm one of those people who have an organ donor card. And I'm a strong supporter and defender of organ donation, and I'm always encouraging others around me to do it as well. Therefore, this matter should have been resolved for me. Don't even talk about it. I won't allow them to cut up their bodies and give them away to charity.
Come on, what charity? What's that mean? I can't even believe you're saying these things.
I don't care if you believe it or not. I won't allow such a thing to happen. But I just don't know why. When I was put in this situation, it was so hard for me to come to terms with it. It was then that I realized that most of us only knew how to give advice to others and say things that sound nice. However, with Farzad's explanations, I very quickly realized my mistake, was convinced, and gave my consent.
Shiva, dear, I don't know if you know that a while ago, I went with your mother and father and got an organ donator card for them.
So what if you did? I won't allow it.
Well, this means that it's what they wanted. It means they wanted to do it from the bottom of their heart.
Oh, then why didn't I know about it?
Well, it's because they didn't want you to worry and have bad thoughts.
They say that when a person dies, they take thousands of secrets with them. And of course, there are some secrets that are revealed. Therefore, we should be expecting some other secrets to be revealed as well.
Shadi, darling, go to the kitchen and pour some tea, please.
Shadi? Shadi?
It beats so well. Shiva, come and listen. The sound of his heart would always calm me down.
Get going, my girl. Get going.
Excuse me. I won't worry anymore. They're still alive. It's as though they were sitting in front of me. Hello?
Why is it taking so long?
What's the problem?
I don't ever want to see you smoking again.
The hell I will. I smoked plenty of those damn things. My lungs were destroyed. I was about to die.
I'm just telling you, my father was a really bad singer. He was a really horrible singer. But he had healthy lungs.
Come on, these poor things have come for a couple of minutes to sit down and have tea, then they'll leave. Where are the children?
You should drink plenty of water. My late mother's kidneys were brand new. I mean, those things worked really well.
Farzad, you're supposed to watch these children for a couple of minutes.
Oh, come on, I'm not talking about the children. They're busy playing and they're not bothering me at all. I'm talking about you. Why are you taking so long? What have you been doing for 3 hours? Those poor things just dropped by to say hello. To say thank you and then leave. Why are you keeping them here for so long?
They wanted to leave, but Shadi and Sharam didn't let them. I don't know why Sharam is acting like this. I'm getting worried about him. How long is he going to be like this?
No, you shouldn't worry. There's nothing to worry about. His doctor said that all he needs is just more time.
Well, it's been 2 months.
Can I listen to it again?
Why is this girl acting like this?
Why? What's she doing?
Nothing. She keeps putting her head on the lady's chest and says she wants to hear the sound of her dad's heart.
Oh, eat a banana. Bananas are good.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
It was 2 months ago, after me and Sharam had insisted that my mom and dad went on a trip together. After years of having to deal with us, they were in need of this vacation. They were so excited when they were leaving, as though they'd been waiting many years for such a thing to happen. After such a long time, the two of them have finally gone on a trip. They were so happy. It was as though someone had said something to them. Sometimes the sound of the phone ringing lets you know what the news is before you answer it. Hearing the ringing of the phone scares you. No, I'm listening to you, Masa. I'm sorry, I got distracted. My aunt has a villa up north. They've gone to stay over there with them. Masha, dear, can I call you back later? Take care. Okay, bye. Yes? Hello? Yes? Yes, you're speaking to their daughter. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. They'd been in an accident. They were in the hospital. They were brain dead. I couldn't believe it at all. We had to quickly go to the hospital in order to identify them. Within a matter of seconds, I had 1,000 memories flash before my eyes. I wish it were just a bad dream and someone would wake me up. The worst thing of all was that I was the one that had to give the news to Charam and Shadi. Doing that was harder for me than accepting that my mum and dad were dead. Maybe Fasad would be able to help me out in this matter. Of course, it's really been the case that Fasad has helped me with something. I was counting on him for no reason.
Why has this happened to us?
Fasad, we can't lose control of ourselves. Shadi and Charam don't know. If they come and see us like this, they'll go into shock.
Oh, no. No, no.
The children don't know yet either. It's even worse. Can't stop doing that, Charam.
How are you going to tell my dear Charam about it?
I don't have the courage to say it. You have to say it.
I should say it. But how can I tell my dear Charam about that?
Mother!
He's here, he's here, he's here, Charam's here.
Fasad.
Don't worry, I'll tell him myself in a way so that nothing bad happens.
But how?
You can rest assured, just come.
You're the best. That energy boost was really awesome. I wish you'd injected me yesterday. When I had rehearsals.
It wasn't an energy boost. It was a sedative.
A sedative?
Yes, and it's very strong. Charam, dear.
What?
My condolences.
Love you, man.
May you never grieve again.
Thanks a lot, man.
Father Masood and Mother Tamina have passed away. Charam, dear, they suffered brain injuries in an accident, you see.
Fasad, what happened?
Well, your brother has 12 hours to come to terms with it.
Hassan, Shadi's scared of needles. There's no way she'll let you give her a shot.
Then what should we do?
How should I know? You're the doctor. You've given people the news of deaths of their relatives
Shiva,
before.
Dear, but this is different, my darling. I'm mourning myself right now. Shadi is a part of my family. It's not like I can tell
her
the news
Fasad,
so easily.
It's getting late. We have to go to the hospital now. Able to help you.
The two friends. Hold on. I'll take care of it right now. And then
to what are you going to do? Fasad, what are you doing? Fasad.
The two friends said goodbye and went to their house.
Prasad.
Trying to get the baby for feeding and sleeping. We are trying to get the baby into a for feeding and sleeping.
The right, let's go and take care of it. Come.
And went to their house. So, don't you want to tell me what's happened?
Yes, yes. Hold on, let me sit down. Look, do you remember when you used to say whenever you're feeling down, your dad would hug you and you'd hear his heartbeat and then you'd feel better?
Well, yeah.
Well, and I always say to you, come on, you're a grown-up now. You should stand on your own two feet. Don't lean on your father so much. Now, God, he's been kind enough. You've been lucky enough that the situation has come up for you to stand on your own two feet now, because you couldn't have done it on your own. Your dad suffered a brain injury and died. Don't count on your mom either. Both of them are dead.
Shadi, dear? Shadi, dear?
Look,
Shadi,
ma'am.
Shadi.
Ma'am.
Shadi, dear?
What was your name Shadi? Again? Shiva, dear, leave her
Shadi.
Alone. Just let her stand on her own
Shadi.
Two feet. I'll go and make some nice coffee
Shadi.
So that we can just enjoy it and we can
what
talk
are you
about
saying?
It. Hey, calm down.
Crazy fool. Shadi? Shadi, dear, Shadi. Shadi, get up.
481, 482, 483, 484, 485, 486, 487, 488, 489, 490, 491, 492, 493, 494, 495, 496, 497, 498, 499, 500, 501.
Don't you want us to go to the hospital?
What are we going to do with these two?
Them? Nothing. That one's not gaining consciousness for a long time. She'll still be asleep when we get back from the hospital.
You know, listen, we become orphans just like that.
Oh, you've been ruined.
Shiva, do you see the misery we're suffering? Hey? Doctor, how many drops are in this?
Let me know when it reaches 2,000.
All right. 590.
What are we going to do now, Farzad? There was a time in the past when I thought if I lose my mom or dad, there'd be a sharp pain in my heart, but now both of them are gone. I don't know what to do with myself, Farzad. I don't know.
Shiva, would you like me to go and give you a nice
sedative? No way, that's not necessary. Will it reduce my pain, though?
Will it reduce it? No, of course not. For the next 12 hours, even if the world comes to an end, you won't notice a thing. It's terrific. Terrific. No, well, I understand the situation. I realize that it's hard. You have got the right. But, well, I'm not going to just, I'll be standing right beside you. I won't let you feel their absence at all, dear. What was your name, Shiva, dear?
But how, Farzad, how?
How? Well, you see, I'll take you to the movies, I'll take you to the zoo, I'll take you to an amusement park, you'll get on one of those roller coasters and have a lot of fun, you'll have a great time. I'll take you to, I don't know, the park and other places.
What the hell did you inject yourself with?
Something awesome. Something really cool.
For now the children can't find out at all.
Is it possible for them
exactly
to not find
out? Exactly
what
I said. It'll destroy their spirits.
No. I know how to tell them so.
Yes, I saw it like those two, who you made go crazy and nuts.
Never mind. Sharam has always been crazy. He's always been that way.
I told your sister to take the children to her house for a while.
She can take them for one day, for 2 days. But what about eventually? They'll find out at the funeral
somewhere.
No
way. They're not going to the funeral. For now, we'll just lie to them and then tell them something at the appropriate time.
Sharam, get ready. We're going to the hospital.
Go ahead.
No way. We're not going anywhere for now until she feels better. Then we'll see what we're going to do.
Me and Sharam and Farzad went to the hospital. After Sharam saw Mom and Dad at the hospital, he really broke down. For several days, he didn't talk. He didn't notice anything around him. Shadi was even worse than him.
Thank you.
I realized that from now on there'd be a heavy burden on my shoulders. I couldn't break down or lose control of myself. It was as though that moment that I decided I had to be stronger. Because if I broke down, my brother and sister would be destroyed. In order for the children not to witness the burial ceremony and the funeral, we sent them off to another town with Aunt Mabube. Aunt Mabube is my dad's younger sister, and she lives in another town. Sarah, dear darling, did you take all your things?
Yes. Children, I won't tell you again. No, don't give Aunt a hard time.
Go to sleep early at night, all right?
Okay. Please, all of you,
don't get into fights.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Okay, promise me, okay? Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Go. Look, go on and go put your shoes on. Listen to me. Make sure you make the halva exactly the way I told you to. Don't embarrass us.
No, sure.
Leave a little bit so I can come and test it and make sure it's right.
Sure. Aunt had made a great sacrifice. It was hard for her not to attend her brother's funeral.
Hey, Sharam, don't you want to help out?
Sure. If there is anything lacking, I'll send you out to get it again.
Thank you very much.
Quickly, put these in the kitchen. Put them away.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
My condolences.
Thank you, it's very kind of you.
Allow
Thanks
me to
coming.
Help you, please.
No, the guys are here to help. But thank you, though. You don't need to worry.
Mom and Dad's funeral was held in a dignified manner. Of course, after they donated their organs, Dad's heart and liver, and Mom's lungs and kidneys. Anyway, all of their healthy organs were donated and saved people's lives. 5 people were saved from certain death. And now, 2 months have passed since that bitter event.
So, cigarettes?
No cigarettes.
Otherwise?
I'll have to deal with you.
That's right.
If you'll excuse me.
Go ahead, ma'am.
You have to drink 4 liters of water a day.
4 liters is too much. Forget it. It's enough for you to drink 2 liters.
Either filtered water or mineral water.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Anger, excitement, and stress are all completely forbidden.
But you'd always make Dad angry.
Go inside. Thank you very much for coming. It was kind of you. Eat bananas. Thanks a lot.
Eat bananas.
Sure,
they're really good.
It was very kind of you. I hope that we'll be able to repay your
kindness.
Thank you
very much. Thanks for coming.
You will make up
for it. God be with you.
Goodbye. Go inside.
I'm worried about Sharam and Shadi. Sharam is getting worse day by day.
Now it's a good thing that I gave him that sedative. Imagine what would have
happened. No, it's all because of the sedative you gave him.
Well, I gave myself the same thing. Why didn't anything happen to me? Anyhow, don't make such a big deal about it anymore. His doctor said it's going to take time.
Forget about it. Did the children give you a hard time today? Did they say anything?
No, they were busy playing. Shiva, I've gotten tired of it. We can't keep this matter hidden forever. We'll eventually have to tell them.
I know. I've gotten tired of it too. What do you say I should do?
If you had just told them back when I told you to, then it wouldn't be like this now.
All right, you just keep repeating that. Wait until after their exams and we'll somehow tell them.
God rest their souls. If they'd really gone on a trip, they wouldn't have sent so many gifts. It's not about the money, but the stress of having to sit here and wrap up gifts every night is really bothering me. It's making me suffer. It really is. When someone goes on a trip, they bring gifts when they come back. I don't understand what the story is with having to wrap up gifts and give them every night.
What do you want, darling?
I want some water.
All right, go ahead.
God rest their souls. They're wrapping up all gifts.
We have to tell them we know.
I wanted to a few times, but I didn't have the heart to do it.
I really miss Grandmother and Grandfather a lot.
I'd really like to go to their graves and pray for them. My friend said when you pray for them over the grave, it will make them really happy.
It's all Mom and Dad's fault. They always lie to us, and they're constantly telling us not to lie.
Yeah, they can fight each other in the skies.
This is a maternity hospital. They won't.
Yeah, they will. My stomach's so big that they'll think I'm pregnant with twins. Put some ice over your eye, and then I'll tell you.
Hey, brother, I'm leaving. Did you need anything?
Where to?
The university.
If I put it on my
university
face, it'll make it
now
even worse.
4 o'clock on a Friday.
When it cools you down, it
for your information, we even have classes at 8 o'clock even on Fridays.
Are you so busy during the day that you have to go to class at night? As of now, you don't have the right to go to university after four.
What's that mean? How's that possible? Goodbye.
Hold on a minute. When I don't give you permission, then you don't have the right to go anywhere.
Shahram, don't give me such a hard time. I'm late.
So what if you're late? As long as I don't give you permission, you don't have the right to set foot outside this house.
Get out of here, man.
Hold on. I'll take you myself.
Forget it. Don't give me a hard time over every little thing.
I'm not giving you a hard time. I'm watching out for you. I'm the man of this house. I'm performing my duty. Shadi, last night, Dad came to me in my dream and said, Shahram, son. And I said, what is it, Dad? I'm at your service. He said, take care of Shadi. Don't take your eyes off her. I'm taking care of you. Hold on, let me get dressed and I will take you myself. Don't leave!
Well, now, let's see what Grandmother and Grandfather have sent for the children from abroad. This is for Dimaziar. And this is for Sara, dear. And this one's for Nima, dear. You're so lucky you've got such good grandparents.
Aunt, which country are our grandparents in right now?
Darling, they're really far away.
Don't they want to come back?
Yes, they do. But they'll come back later.
Tell them to come back soon. We really miss them a lot.
I love you so much. The next time I call, I'll tell them myself, darling, okay?
Why don't we call them so we can talk to them ourselves?
No, darling. It's the middle of the night over there now. And when they call, it's daytime over there and nighttime here and you're all asleep. You know, I'll tell them myself, okay?
Look here, Mom. We already
know. Hey, guys,
know
let's get going.
Let's go.
Go on. Go on.
Why didn't you let me tell her?
Now's not the time for it. Mom wasn't ready to hear
it. My dad isn't ready to hear it either. Otherwise, I would have told him now.
Anyhow, if we reveal their lie, it'll be bad. They'll get embarrassed.
Whoever tells lies should be embarrassed.
Why are they doing this? We already know what it means to die.
Shiva, dear, it's time now to do it.
I know it's time, but I just don't have the heart to tell them.
Well, I know exactly how to tell
them. No. There's no way you're going to be doing it.
I feel sorry for them. They're really suffering.
It's just making it harder for themselves. How are they going to tell us the truth? My dad always says if you tell one lie, then you'll be forced to keep telling more lies.
I wish it were like the movies. They'd say what they mean right from the start.
Well, they've gotten me more dolls. Grandmother always used to get me books. She said that I'm too old to be playing with dolls.
It's all written on Shadi's handwriting.
My mom says Shadi's handwriting is just like grandmother's.
You want us to say a prayer for grandmother and grandfather?
Let's do it.
Write it already.
What should I write? I've written so much nonsense during this time that I don't know what to write anymore.
Come on, just write it. Write a simple hello, how are you? There's nothing to it.
My brain isn't working anymore. Listen. Don't you think what we're doing is really silly?
No. Well, yes, but what can I do? I thought that if the children get a letter, it would make them happy. Write it already.
But I think what we're doing is really useless.
Shadi, I love you so much, my darling. What is it, Shadi?
I'm really tired. I can't tolerate it anymore.
What are you tired of?
Shahram is constantly giving me a hard time. He follows me everywhere and he interferes with everything I do. He's taken away all my peace and calm. He says he's the man of this house and he has to keep an eye on me.
Come on, it's just Sharam. Don't get upset. He wants to feel like he has responsibilities.
But Shiva, he's making me suffer. He even checks my cell phone. When did Dad ever do such things with me?
I know. He's just gotten overexcited. You know how he is. You know, it's all right. After a while, he'll get bored and he'll leave you alone.
I hope so. Shiva, look, is this good? I made it with Photoshop.
They've gone to Paris.
Yeah.
It really suits them a lot.
What, the Eiffel Tower?
No, I meant they look like tourists. Now would have been the time for them to go on all their trips. One of Dad's dreams was for him to go on trips after he retired and travel the entire world. I think we're the only children who made their parents reach their dreams after their death.
Did you make it yourself?
Yeah, it's photoshopped. It's pretty.
Yeah, it's a lot prettier than the pictures that Auntie Shadi makes. Who taught you how?
No one. I learned it on my own.
Will you teach me
too? All right. Do you want to learn too?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Go to sleep, my son. Go to sleep. Shh. Go to sleep, my son. Go to sleep.
What's the password for this?
What you're doing is really bad, Sharam.
What you're doing is bad. Keeping things hidden by putting a password.
A phone is a person's personal private property.
Shadi, after you've prepared breakfast, wake me up so I can take you, all right? Shadi, dear, if you're scared, leave the door open. I'll be sleeping in the living room. Don't worry about a thing. Shadi, good night.
Good night.
Sleep well, my girl. Sleep well.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yes.
What did Grandfather write in the letter?
It's private. We can't tell you.
The things you say.
There was a picture in the envelope too.
Oh, can I see it too?
No, it's private. You can't.
A picture's in private, Sarah.
He's right, darling. I can see a picture of my own mum and dad.
Mother?
What?
Won't they run out of money and come back?
No, they haven't come back because it probably didn't run out.
What about getting tired?
Have no, they haven't. You know how much Grandfather loves his trips.
Uh-huh. Well, good night.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
My condolences. Losing a mother or a father or any other loved one is a great tragedy that's impossible to deal with. But it's reality. Every single one of us experiences its bitter reality once or several times in our lives. So we shouldn't forget that we still have other loved ones in our lives who are important to us, and we're likewise important to them. Therefore, for their sake, we shouldn't lose our spirits.
Whenever I imagined that there'd be a day that I'd lose my parents, I'd get really sad and my entire body would shake. But when it happened, I'm not saying it was easy to deal with, but it was easier than what I'd imagined. The reason for it is the grace of God is placed within us. Some people say that it's the ability to forget. And some people believe it's the ability to come to terms with things that human beings have within them. Whatever it is, it allows us to move on with our lives.
The degree of grief and suffering that people suffer is different for each and every one of us. Besides people's strength or weaknesses, everything goes back to the past, to the way that we acted towards those people during the time they were alive. If we were good to them and acted like decent human beings, then we can come to terms with it more easily. Then our conscience will be at ease. The people that suffer more are those who have a guilty conscience, in addition to the grief that they're suffering.
The mistake that many of us make is that we think that children aren't familiar with a matter such as death. The reason for it is that we forget our own childhood. We forget the things that we knew back then, and how we could come to terms with the difficult and complicated matters that came up in life. So thinking about our childhood from time to time can help us to come to terms with life more easily.
شهر رو به هم